Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network, live at the Big Iron Farm Show in Fargo, catching up with Peterson Farm Seeds. Kalen Kylo is with us, and Kalen, it's great to catch up with you. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's great to be back out here at the Big Iron Farm Show, I'm sure, and talking Peterson Farm Seed. Let's talk harvest. Obviously, we are getting to that crucial time here this fall. What are some things you're seeing in the territory you cover across North Dakota? What are some things you want to remind growers as they head into fall harvest for quarter soybeans?
Yeah, it's been an interesting fall so far. We've had a few yield reports from my area in the Red River Valley, north of Fargo, kind of. And, some of the early spots that died a little bit before that rain, I guess, have been combined. And the yields have been variable. But it looks like the beans that are still got some color to them are going to benefit greatly from the rain that started, whatever, 3-4 weeks ago. And, you know, we should have some decent crops in our area, at least. And I'm excited for what's coming.
You know, and looking as well, obviously we had all that heat and dryness early on in the year. Have you seen that be an effect on any fields here? Is there any fields that we need to prioritize maybe as we get into this fall harvest because of some of that dryness we saw?
Well, yeah, some of the early beans that have been combined is very little, but some of it has been a little drier than expected. There's even still some green in the field, and it's still, 8, 9, 10 moisture beans, so... You know, it definitely affected, pushed it a little faster than we'd like to finish, but hopefully the later fields will, surprise us.
Well, that's what we hope. Well, obviously we got harvest to get through, but we got to start thinking about 2022. What are some products with Peterson Farm Seed that you're excited about for growers here in the North Dakota region?
Yeah, it's getting to be... There's getting to be a lot more, we're doing more of the Xtend Flex on the soybean side, so there's a few new varieties there. My area is going to be the 22XF06, which is a new 06 Xtend Flex with a lot of, yield, as well as IDC, Cyst, Phytophthora, so excited about that one. We have a new 07 Enlist, 2207E, which... if you're more on the Enlist program, which it's getting to be a lot of around here, and that looks like a hot, very high yielding. It's a little more, keep on your better ground type bean, but we couldn't keep it out of the lineup with the, the really high yields we were seeing in the plots. So those are two probably more of the exciting ones on the bean side. And the corn side, got a new 93-day smart stacks, which, for some of the corn-on-corn or areas to the south and east that are having some rootworm issues this year, which we really noticed in the drier pockets, that really showed up. And then, so that's a big one. And then new one from last year, which you just had a little bit of in my area, has been a big one, is the 75G85, 85-day double pro, which... really girthy ear, and really can't wait to combine some of that. It looks really good, so exciting.
A lot of exciting things, and I know if producers want to learn more, I'm sure they could contact their local Peterson Farm Seed representative or go online, can't they?
Yeah, anything, you can find any of us online depending upon what area you're in. So yeah, petersonfarmseed.com, and search around. We got some yield data on there from years past and other various things to check out. So, yep.
Well, appreciate the time here at the Big Iron Farm Show and catching us up with Peterson Farm Seed. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.